In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today the sermon will be a little different. It will portray the director of a drama choosing actors for the various characters needed. The play is called The Prodigal Son, based on our gospel reading for today from Luke chapter 15. And in doing so, the director will explain each role needed for this play. Are you ready? Very good. So here we go. Thanks for coming to tryouts today. I'm glad you are interested in this drama. As we begin casting, remember, each of you will get a part. You may have in mind the part you would like to play, but allow me to take time to explain each character so you will know more about your part and how you will interact with the other characters. So let's begin with the Pharisees. Some of you will be cast as the Pharisees to whom this story is told. They are the main characters in this play. If you play a Pharisee, you have a large part in this drama. You must be responsive. You will appear in every scene. Although the spotlight will not be on you often, you will be in the splash of light. However, it is a non-speaking, low-energy part when compared to some of the other characters. So you will need to be good with your facial expressions as the play happens. And they include the following. You must look shocked and horrified that Jesus spends so much time with sinners. I mean, throw up your hands. This guy calls himself a rabbi? He must not be a very smart rabbi, because he contaminates himself with evil and wastes his time on sinners. You must look amused when the younger son gets his part of the inheritance and goes off to play. Nudge one another when he has a really good time. You need to also look pompous and self-righteous when the younger son eats with the pigs. Something no good Jew would ever do under any circumstance. Arch your back, look down your nose, and occasionally give that shame sign with your fingers. Act as though this is merely a little morality play where one gets what he or she deserves. Act as though this is the end of the play. You must look shocked when the father runs to meet this son who has come home. Shocked that the father runs. No self-respecting adult man runs. You must look shocked that in running, he lifts his robe to show bare skin. Shocked that he does not even let the son make his confession. Shocked that he orders the banquet, the ring, the shoes, the slaughter of the fatted calf. Act so shocked that you cover your eyes, unable to look at this sickening scene for you. You also must look self-righteous about the attitude of the older brother. Nodding your head in agreement as he voices his hurts and jealousy. Be defensive for his outrage, supportive of his defiant attitude, even though his brother who was lost has been found, who was dead and is now alive. Whatever the father pleads with him to return, give the father that look that could kill. And now for the Pharisees. Now, let's move to the younger son. And lots of people like to play the role of the younger son. It has some fun parts. You get to let go of your restraints for a while. You can dance to the drummer of this world. You get to do what perhaps you have only fantasized. It may not be as easy as you think. I'm amazed how difficult this is for many people, even if they have fantasized a great deal. But don't worry about it. You will be coached by people who have danced to the worldly drummer for a long time. And I think you will get the hang of it. The scene of squandering your money in a distant country is the easiest to play. Just keep dancing. Occasionally, a voice from offstage will ask, "Are you having fun yet?" Look toward the voice, directly into the camera, and say, "Yes." But the camera will focus on your eyes, and your eyes are not having fun yet. With each call of, "Are you having fun yet?" increase the pace of dancing until your dancing is frantic. The toughest scene is when you are all alone in the pig yard. Again, we will coach you, but you will be all alone except for the pigs. However, it has been our experience that not much coaching is necessary. The scene is so overwhelming that the despair, the agony, the distress will all show in your voice, in your face, your body language. During the scene, we flash some pills, a handgun, and some rope across the screen. The scene about returning to your father is also difficult. You need to portray fear that he will say, "I told you so," that you will be rejected, or at best, be accepted as a servant. For some of you, that scene will be hard, though for others, it will come naturally. You will try to resist your father's embrace, but when you realize it's genuine, you stop resisting and accept his goodness. The banquet scene, though, will take practice. It's also a dance scene, but the dancing is joyful and graceful, pretending you are at the best party ever, but party differently from earlier in the play. In those scenes, you were desperately looking for happiness. In this scene, you are happy and joyful. Again, the voice will call from offstage, "Are you having fun yet?" You look toward the voice with a big smile. The camera focuses on your eyes, eyes that know real joy. Now comes the father. This is a demanding and emotionally draining role. It is not for amateurs. It demands giving what is not deserved, receiving who is not worthy, winning back one who is not willing. This role is not tough because of the lines. It is tough because of the heart that goes behind the lines. It's the very heart of God. It's the heart that welcomes back a son who has no right to be received. To play this role, you need to run. Run with all your heart, run with all your energy. So you need to be in good physical shape. Be prepared, but be prepared to make a complete fool out of yourself. But it doesn't matter. You are receiving back your son, who was lost and is found, who was dead but is alive. You will lift your clothes and show your naked legs so you can run harder and faster toward him. You give a vivid picture of God exposing himself for us on the cross, holding nothing back, looking a fool. But as God received us back, we who were lost but are now found, who were dead but are now alive, when you reach your son, you cover him with your best robe, as Christ has covered us with the robe of righteousness. Who put shoes on your son's feet showing his sonship, who put a ring on his finger showing the bond of your love. In the next scene, you organize the banquet. When the servants asked, which china, you say, the best. Which crystal, the finest. Which menu, the fatted calf. You spare nothing. You order a banquet for one who deserves the best of the best. Your last scene will be pleading with your older son to come join you and his brother at his banquet. You show frustration and despair. Your son, who had never been lost, has now become lost. The one you thought was alive suddenly is found to be dead. He will not come to the banquet. It is heart-wrenching, and it's not resolved. And so finally comes the older brother. Sadly, this is an easy part for most people to play. They just need to act naturally. They have practiced this scene many times. At a sibling's birthday party as a child. At the athletic banquet when someone else got the highest honors. In their marriage when their spouse was celebrated. At work when a co-worker was promoted. Most people have this part down so well. So those are the characters of the drama. But let me tell you a little bit about the ending. The drama ends with everyone in a frozen position. In the closing scene, the self-righteous Pharisees merge into the older brother. The face of the brother Pharisee freezes as defiant, hard, mean. The father freezes inviting, pleading for his brother who is now lost and dead to come to the banquet. The younger brother freezes in great humility, in graceful dance, experiencing the happiness of a sinner who has repented and is now forgiven. Well, it's time to start the drama. Are you ready? The stage is just outside those doors. What character will you play this week? What character will you play this week? But before you go, come to this meal that has been prepared for us by our Heavenly Father. He welcomes us back and empowers us to go. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.